Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the New York Knicks and the Charlotte Hornets. Knicks come in with a record of 12-13 on the year. Charlotte is 7-18. Over their last 10, the Knicks are 4-6 on a two-game winning streak. Charlotte, meanwhile, 3-7 over that span, a three-game losing streak. Looking at the numbers, Knicks average 113.6 per game, which is 14th in the NBA. Charlotte at 109.3, 20th. Team defense, Knicks. This number's come down a little bit in recent games, but still at 114.9, which is on the high end of maybe league average. 115.1 for Charlotte, so very similar. Turnovers, 14 per game committed by the Knicks, 14.6 by Charlotte, so a small difference there. And looking at the shooting numbers, also very close, 45.4 by the Knicks from the field, 44.4, so 1 point back by the Hornets. Looking at the three-point numbers, 32.1 by Charlotte, 31.3, so a negligible difference there from the Knicks. Free throw percentage, 79.3 by New York, 73.7 by Charlotte, so a nice advantage for the Knicks there. And finally, bench scoring. Again, Knicks have the advantage, 36.7 versus 31.8 by Charlotte. The Knicks won the first matchup of the season between these two clubs, 134-131. Both teams were off yesterday. Knicks have Obi Toppin listed as questionable versus Gordon Hayward and LaMelo Ball out and doubtful, respectively, for Charlotte. This makes an easy call. I think those are the two best players on the Hornets. And one is not going to play, one likely won't play. I think the Knicks win this one on the road and continue on their march to respectability and get back to 500 at 13-13 after this contest. And that does it for our on-court look of Knicks and Hornets. Coming up, we will dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA. Here's our betting preview of the New York Knicks and the Charlotte Hornets. Knicks sitting at a three-point favorite. Game open 4.5. Saw that number all the way down to 3 now. Total sitting at 224, down a point from the opener of 225. ATS records for these teams. The Knicks 11-12-2 on the season, 7-5 on the road with a 4-5-1 record in their last 10 games. The Hornets 12-11-2. ATS 5-6-1 at home, 6-3-1 in their last 10 games. The Knicks 12 overs, 13 unders. The Hornets flipped that around a little bit, 13 overs against 11 unders. Both teams playing on a day's rest, last on the court on Wednesday. Teams did play once this year, an overtime game early on the season, 134-131 in New York. The Knicks get the win. The Hornets get the cover. Hornets 4-1 ATS run in the last five in Charlotte, and 4-1 ATS in the last five overall. The over is hit 23 times in the last 36 meetings, 11 unders and 2 on the push. As for the Knicks, they've gone under in 4 straight, under of 7 of 8 on the road, taking on teams under 400 at home, and under 5 of their last 6 following an ATS win. The Hornets 4-0-1 ATS on one day's rest, 4-1 ATS in their last 5 at home, and they have gone over in 4 of their last 5 overall. Obi Toppin going to miss some time here for the Knicks. As for the Hornets, PJ Washington probable, LaMelo Ball and Gordon Hayward remain out indefinitely. I like the Hornets in the spot getting the points, kind of going with that number trend. We saw it 4.5 down to 3. They've been competitive at home given the Knicks' recent issues. Actually thought this would be closer to a pick, so getting some points with the Hornets at home, I feel, is the right side of the right play on the side. Leaning over here as well, Charlotte's gone over with Brooklyn and Clippers the last two games, a couple of under teams, both teams bottom of the half of the league defensively. So I think 224 is a number, and you can lean on the over on that one. We'll get more NBA preview stacking the NBA each and every day on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA, our betting preview of the Knicks and Hornets.